I still do not understand the point of this, Lieutenant.
It's the experience of racing along, the wind through your hair, going as fast as your vehicle will carry it.
How can the wind blow through our hair if we are wearing these helmets?
It's a figure of speech. We're going to be in an enclosed vehicle too, but that's not the point.
Ah, that's what I said. I don't understand the point. Besides, we travel at faster speeds than what you describe at half impulse.
Just trust me. It's an experience you'll never forget.
I bet you use that line on many women to get them into the holodeck with you.
Trust me, Nor. If I was trying to pull that one on you, it wouldn't be in a stock car in Indianapolis. It would be on the back of a Kawasaki driving down Waikiki Beach.
You've got a specific program for that, then?
Computer, begin program card NASCAR 3.
Different than the ones I saw in the museum back home.
That's because this is a stock car. It's got some differences to it.
How do you get into it?
You have to crawl in through the window.
That's ridiculous. What's the point of having doors if you cannot use them?
It's how they were built. It was to keep them from flying open in case of crash.
I am not crawling in through the window.
That's how you get in.
Not me. Computer, adjust program card NASCAR 3 to enable car doors to be opened. See? How hard is that?
Killjoy.
Feel free to climb through your window if you want.
Maybe I will.
How silly you looked.
Shut up and put on your safety harness.
All this equipment is not relieving my anxieties.
Don't worry. I always run with the safety protocols online.
I don't know. I do not have a good feeling about this.
You and your feelings. Put the harness over your head and buckle it between your legs. Like this.
You know, it's not too late to go to the lounge and play a game of chess.
And where's the challenge in that?
You have yet to beat Petrov's defense. Once you get past the basic maneuver, then you will find the challenge of the game.
Are you going to buckle up or not?
Fine.
Now put on your helmet. You hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound?
What?
Never mind.
Hang on tight. That's never happened before. There you go. Feel that? Feel the vibration from the speed? That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Whoa, it's hearing something. Seems a bit sluggish.
I can't hear a thing you're saying with that thing on.
I said the steering seems a bit sluggish. You should put your helmet back on.
I'm really getting the feeling this isn't the best of ideas, Jax. I think you should stop the car.
It just got started. That's off. I tapped the brakes and they didn't respond.
I really think you should stop the car!
All right already. I get the message. That's not good.
What have you gotten me into this time?
You'll be okay. I always run with the safety protocols online.
With everything else going so wrong, what makes you think they are still online?
Good point. It means even if you were to fix the program, you'd be as likely to fly through the windshield and get splattered on the table or not.
And you find this to be fun?
Only when the holodeck is working properly. Holodeck 2 to engineering. Engineering?
Nor to Commander White. Please respond.
Wait here. What can I do for you?
You can get us out of here.
What?
We're trapped in holodeck 2. We need an emergency evac.
What did the two of you do to my holodeck?
Nothing! Okay, that one was just too close.
Initiating emergency evac. What happened?
Not sure, sir.
What? Take that stupid thing off.
Not sure, sir. It's the same program I've been running on and off for the past 6 months. Except that Nora made the computer open the doors.
You are not blaming this on me, Lieutenant.
Minor alteration to the program shouldn't have caused a cascade effect like that. I'll take a look at it. I should have it back up and running in about a half hour. Never seen a problem with the holodeck that took longer than an hour to fix.
There goes my reservation time, then.
We could still go and play chess.
Alpha Shift Bridge personnel, report to the briefing room immediately.
So much for that idea.
After you, Lieutenant.
Space, the final frontier. History, the tapestry on which those exploits are woven. These are the voyages of multiple generations of Starfleet officers who have sought out new life and new civilizations. As each generation boldly goes forth, those that follow build upon the legacy.
I'm telling you, it's a fluke. Normally it's as safe as sitting behind your counter.
And I'm telling you, next time I tell you I have a feeling, listen to me.
Is there a problem?
Admiral, I didn't know you were here.
No real reason you should, other than the fact that you're docked at my space station.
I mean that I...
Nothing major, Admiral. Just a holodeck malfunction.
Oh. Take a seat, Lieutenants.
Yes, sir.
Admiral, the floor is yours. Thank you, Captain. We just received word from one of our sensor probes that a Romulan vessel has crossed into the neutral zone. I am dispatching the Aurora immediately to head the ship off and send them back across the border. A rarity. For change, we get to chase them back across. I thought you might like the idea of it.
I don't suppose they could accidentally set off one of the mines.
Can we take the fact that they are navigating the field without incident as confirmation that they are responsible for the mining?
Well, that would be too easy. I'm sure they would claim that they were just taking their chances and got lucky.
I wouldn't bet on that. Depends on how full of themselves they're feeling today.
And if they've crossed over to our side of the border, they must be feeling pretty ballsy.
As such, take absolute care with this situation. We still don't want to spark a war, even if they would be the instigators.
This time.
Quite right. Let's get underway, people. Card, plot us a course and let's get going ASAP. Commander, I want us running at yellow alert the whole journey. Nor, keep the sensors hot. I want to know if they sneeze in our direction.
Aye, Captain.
I just thought of something. They must want us to know they are coming. Otherwise, they would have just crossed over, cloaked.
A good point, Jaws. Let's run with the shields and weapons as hot as well, just in case we're walking into a trap.
I'll have secondary crews report to secondary and tertiary bridges in case of emergency tri-separation.
Good idea. Dismissed. really is rare that we get the chance to head them off at the pass.
Joss's point made me wonder, though. How often do they cross the neutral zone, and we don't even have a clue that it happened?
Makes me wonder what underhanded scheme they're up to this time. Okay, Admiral. I recognize that look. You have a story to share about a situation like this. Do you want to come along so you can tell it while we're on the way?
As much as I might want to, I'd better stay here and hold down the fort. I'll wrangle either Lee or Eli into my office and tell it to them.
Nonsense. You want to come along. You could have debriefed us over the comm, but you chose to do it face to face.
You know me too well, Patrick Michael.
Years of working together will do that to you. So, which ship was this on?
Captain's Log, USS Potemkin, Stardate 726.3. We have just received word from the Caleb II outpost that a strange ship has arrived and is attacking. No description of the ship was given before communications were cut off. Without more information to go on, I must assume the worst, that the outpost has been destroyed, and that we are flying headlong into a deadly confrontation.
Is there anything you want to add, Captain?
I think I covered the bases, Yeoman.
What I mean to say is...
I know what you mean, Emily. Walden knows how I feel, and if I send him a if-this-is-my-last-dispatch letter every time he flew into a dangerous situation, I'd never get anything done. I don't want him always worrying about me and...
He knew what he was getting into when he married a Starfleet officer. Yes, Mom.
If it would make you feel any better, you could always send him one.
No, ma'am. If I did that, next thing I'd know, you'd be calling off oats and they'll start pressuring me to leave Starfleet.
Not to mention the hell I'd face at Christmas. Best we keep the imminent danger to ourselves, then. Agreed?
Agreed.
Very good, then, Yeoman. Dismissed. Mr. Massad, how much longer before we reach Caleb II?
5 minutes, Captain.
Are we picking up anything on the sensors, Mr. Oldfield?
Nothing conclusive, ma'am. The asteroid is still there, but I'm not picking up any energy signatures in the area.
Do you have any thoughts, Commander?
Well, it's pretty hard to ignore that we're so close to the Klingon border. The fact that they didn't identify their attackers seems a bit too much to the imagination.
I agree.
I hate walking into a situation without all the intel.
I can agree with that as well. Are we ready, just in case?
Phasers are at 100%. All the torpedo bays are loaded.
Guess I can't ask for any better than that.
I would.
Ra, has there been anything over subspace?
Nothing since the original communications, Captain. The USS Conestoga has been dispatched to provide us with support, but their full day's journey behind us.
A fatload of good that'll do us, then.
We'll take what we can get, Mr. Finnegan.
Mr. Starkey.
Sir, Commander.
You should be.
We all need to release pent-up energy somehow. Just try to keep the volume down, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm getting some more definitive readings, Captain.
And?
There aren't any ships in orbit, Captain, but there also doesn't appear to be much left in the way of the outpost either.
The outpost population?
It was manned with 23 personnel, Captain.
Any signs of survivors?
Not yet, Captain, but we're not quite close enough for a detailed sensor scan.
I'd call down to Barclay for more if I didn't already know he was giving us everything she's got.
You know those engineers, Captain. They always hold back a little bit, afraid to push their engines too hard.
Not Barclay, Mr. Finnegan. If he says he's giving us all he's got, then he's giving us all he's got.
If you say so, Commander. I'm picking up an alien vessel on fast approach, Captain. Bearing 174, Mark 12.
I see it, Captain.
Put it on screen.
Is that a Klingon ship?
I've been hearing rumors that the Klingons have a new warship.
Ra, try hailing frequencies.
Energy readings match what I've been able to pick up on long-range scans of Caleb II.
Whoever they are, they got their nose pointed right at us and are riding it for all it's worth.
Take us to Red Alert.
No response yet, Captain.
It looks a little bit like the Klingon's D5 battlecruiser, but...
They're raising shields and readying disruptors, Captain.
Punch through a signal. This is Captain Lena Bradshaw of the Earth Starship Potemkin. You have entered Federation space, and it appears you have taken hostile actions upon at least one of our outposts. Please answer and explain yourselves before we are forced to respond with equal hostility.
They are responding, Captain.
Put them on screen.
A woman I set out to wage war against the mighty Federation, and the best they can send to meet me is a woman.
Oh, he really should not have done that.
Identify yourself and explain your actions, Captain.
It would be dishonorable for me to destroy an inferior ship with a woman in command. Why don't you go home and make warriors? I'll wait here until a real challenge arrives.
Oh, he really should not have done that.
Mr. Finnegan, show the Klingon captain how much of a challenge we can be.